This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump made a surprise visit to Afghanistan for Thanksgiving, the AP's Ed Donahue.
This was the president's first visit to the scene of America's longest war.
There's nowhere I'd rather celebrate this Thanksgiving than right here with the toughest, strongest, best and bravest warriors on the face of the earth.
The president told the troops there are peace talks going on with the Taliban.
We'll see if they want to make a deal. It's got to be a real deal, but we'll see. But they want to make a deal. And they only want to make a deal because you're doing a great job.
The first stop for the president at Bagram was a dining hall. He served meals. As for eating,
I had some of the mashed potatoes, and I had a bite of mashed potatoes. And I never got to the turkey because General Milley said, come on over, sir, let's take some pictures.
About 12,000 U.S. forces remain in Afghanistan. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Iraqi security forces used live ammunition against mostly unarmed demonstrators Thursday, killing at least 40 people in one of the bloodiest days since the anti-government protests began last month. At least 25 people were killed and more than 200 wounded when security forces opened fire on protesters who had blocked key roads and bridges in the southern city of Nasiriyah Thursday. Baghdad said that it sent military troops to restore order across southern Iraq. Protests have grown increasingly violent, demonstrators occupying buildings and bridges. Former Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihiro Nakasone, an ardent conservative who worked to forge a stronger military alliance with the United States, has died at the age of 101. The office of his son, Hirofumi Nakasone, confirmed the former Japanese leader died Friday at a Tokyo hospital. The cause of his death was not immediately known. As prime minister from 1982 to 1987, he was known for trying to integrate Japan, defeated in World War II.